Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's Chuck the Iceman Liddell, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live in studio as we continue hour number three and continue talking about this weekend's UFC fight night. Let's go to the phone lines and welcome back to the program our good friend, Gerald Mershart. Gerald, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Not too bad. Another week, another fight week for you.
Yep, this will be, I believe, my 20th UFC fight, so I'm excited.
Your last fight, I think it was in Boston in August. Does it seem like forever ago, or does it seem like it was a couple weeks ago?
It seems like it was a while ago, honestly, because I'm used to fighting a little more often, but the last couple times I've had a little bit longer layoff, so, you know. But when I get into fight week, I've had so many fights, and I've done this so many times, it's just business as usual.
Speaking of fight week, and I know I ask it a lot, I probably asked you this the same thing last time. Do you try to keep it all the same, or because you've done it so many times, do you try to mix it up, whether it's, you know, a little workout where you normally wouldn't do it at such and such time, or maybe you go for the walk instead of, you know, laying in the tub or whatever?
I mostly keep the same routine, but, you know, I'm not opposed to change either. Like I said, if I don't want to take a bath and I have the energy and I can walk and sweat it off, I'll definitely do that. But outside of that, like, routine's a good thing to have, and it just keeps everything consistent. You know what to expect. You go through the paces, and there's comfort in that, so I usually stick with it that way.
So Joe, we've had you on the show multiple times, and, you know, recently we have a new producer, and he's great because he, like, pulls up the old interviews and, like, watches them. So your wife hadn't been to Florida yet last time we spoke. How's she getting acclimated to the area? Is she down here? Does she like Florida? Does she love Florida? Hate Florida?
Yeah, so we're pretty much as far south as you guys. We're just on the opposite side, and so far she's liking it. She's still getting used to the summers, which is understandable, but, you know, we love it. Our little son, he loves it. He likes to be outside all the time, and much easier to just take him to the park when you don't have to put him in a full snowsuit for half a year, so it's going to work out good.
Now, I will say this, and mainly because my wife doesn't listen to the show. We moved back down here. I met her up in Boston. She's from Connecticut. I'm from Florida, born in Philadelphia. Had to throw that out so Matt doesn't give me crap. We've been married 42 years. She's been here 41 years, and she would move back up north tomorrow. So she's never really accepted Florida, the heat, missed the seasons, all that kind of stuff.
You know, I feel like it's easy to say that until you have to shovel your car out of the driveway, and then all of a sudden things get put into perspective real quick.
I agree with you. I only had to suffer through a couple winters. Let's talk about Saturday, getting back into the octagon. Your thoughts on Brian?
He's a really tough opponent. He's a game opponent. He has a similar record to mine. It wouldn't be ridiculous to say that his style is, like, pretty much the opposite of my style, in the sense that he's almost exclusively a striker, and my gifts seem to be more in the grappling area. But, you know, he's tough. He's been around. He's going to be a really competitive opponent to have, in the sense that I've never seen him go into a fight and give up under any sort of adversity. So if I'm going to win, I need to put him away in a decisive position where he has no escape whatsoever.
Thoughts on the Apex? You know, we've been talking about it a lot today in previous shows. I happen to like it. I like watching it on TV from the Apex. I like being at the Apex. Does it matter to you, Apex or a big arena?
So I'll say this. I get this question a lot, and honestly, I get paid the same either way, so at the end of the day, it's not too much of a big difference for me. There is something different about a bigger fight feel in an arena. That being said, you know, having arena fights all the time and not having the card to back it up would be kind of foolish on the UFC's part, so I think this is kind of a happy medium. It's a smaller crowd, but it's always a star-studded crowd. It's always people who are really big fight fans. And it is very convenient for us to have all the UFC facilities, like at our fingertips. Everything's, you know, in-house. So, you know, are there things I like about the bigger shows and going to arenas? Absolutely. But I don't have a problem with the Apex either.
Okay, let's say it's not the same pay. You said you get paid the same, and we know fighters get paid the same. So if you got paid more to fight in one than the other, which would you need to be paid more to fight in?
Oh, I don't. I would just go wherever they did pay me more. I would. I wouldn't really care which one. I'm worried about the numbers on the check, my man. I'm not too concerned about anything else.
That's awesome.
At the end of the day, when I get in there and fight somebody, the cage is the same size. It's me, him, and the referee. Whoever else is there or watching doesn't really matter all that much.
That's perfect. Great answer. Thanks.
Yeah, so, no problem.
So, Joe, this is going to be a little out of left field.
Shocking on this show.
Yeah, so look, last week I did a Facebook challenge where I asked people to go through their drawers and, like, you know, because I'm a collector. I'm a hoarder. I save everything. And so I have a collection of T-shirts that people have given me and just, or, you know, that I collect. And I came across a Rufus Sport shirt that I had in my old school. But I got it as a gift when I stopped by there on a vacation with my family. And this gym was so accommodating, so welcoming. And so talk about the new gym in Florida. Is it the same vibe? You know, if I come by, you know, are people to roll the red carpet? And, you know, what do you got going on down there at Killcliff?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely different than Rufus Sport, but it's still a great place. I'm sure you would still get the red carpet treatment. You know, everybody there is just like a Rufus Sport, very respectful, very down to earth. I would say the main difference is Killcliff is specifically a, like, professional fight team. So when we have our classes and our guys on the mat, there's nobody there that's not either already a professional fighter or very close and working towards becoming a professional fighter. So in that sense, it's different. Like, we won't have any other classes going on. But as far as everything else, as far as the hospitality, I think it'd be about the same.
I know we've been talking publicly and privately about getting you to the Tampa Bay area, getting you to Busch Gardens, getting you out on a boat to fish. Never really asked you, what do you want to go fish for? Is there something that you do or don't want to go fish for?
Oh, I'm down for anything. I really do enjoy the dolphin fish. Those are delicious. But, you know, I'm up for a challenge. And, you know, I'm from the Midwest. The biggest thing we've ever fished for is, like, pike and maybe sturgeon once in a while, but really it's mostly bass fishing and things like that. So, you know, anything that we're going to fish for out there is going to be wildly different than anything I'm used to.
So last time you talked about rattlesnake beef. Is still, have you tried rattlesnake since you've relocated to Florida?
I've had rattlesnake, like actual rattlesnake meat before in Texas, but not in Florida before.
I've had, I think it was Denver, there's that hot dog place, you know, that made hot dogs out of rattlesnakes and different. How will you relax the next couple days?
How will I relax?
Yeah. I mean, you know, to kind of take your mind off of, you know, the job at hand, which is Saturday. I mean, will you do anything not to think about, or is it more like Rocky Balboa with the picture of Clubber Lang, you know, on the mirror, and you want to focus on Brian for Saturday?
Oh, no, dude. No one should do that ever. That would be the most awful. If you're like, remember, that's a movie, and that's like maybe he did that for 10 seconds during the day, but if you just sat there and obsessed about your opponent, you would lose your mind. No, I'm going to be, I'll be in the hotel room. I'll be watching probably some Guy Fieri shows on the Food Network. I'll be watching American Pickers. One of my coaches got a rental car, so there's a lot of beautiful, like, natural areas in Vegas, so we'll probably drive out by Red Rock. We might go see Mount Charleston, you know, just walk around the neighborhood we're in at the Red Rock a little bit. But, yeah, other than that, just kind of kicking back, relaxing, and just enjoying not, you know, other than media and stuff, not having to really do anything except, you know, cut weight and get ready for the fight.
Have you been out to, what is it, Red Rock Canyon, and then the other one, Something of Fire? I forget what it's called, which is a little further out. Have you been to either one of those?
So I've hiked at Red Rock a little bit, kind of by the area, by the visitor center where everybody goes. We're going to drive the loop, I think, so I can see the whole thing. And then the Valley of Fire, I'm not sure how close we are to that, but if we have time and we can get to it, I'd definitely love to drive through there too.
You definitely need to do that. Steve and I went out to it a couple UFCs ago, and they have wild animals just walking down the street, and it was really a great experience. Before we let you go, I believe over 17 years you've been a professional fighter. What has changed, if anything, from fight one to leading up to this fight this weekend?
I mean, the fight's always the same. It's just, you know, I've changed more than anything. I'm much better at dealing with the process mentally, emotionally, and physically. And, you know, I've always enjoyed doing it. That's never left me. But, you know, I just try to be grateful every day that I get to do this. You know what I mean? Maybe I got a little more hyped up or nervous when I was a young man, which is understandable, but now it's just about understanding that I get to do this. This is what I've been working to do since I was 19 years old. I fought for 10 years in regional shows and had, you know, over 30 fights or almost 30 fights before I even got into the UFC. So the fact that I get to do this now, I get to do these interviews, I get to sign stuff for fans and sign posters and just, like, you know, be on TV and just wear the gloves that say UFC on them. It really is like it was a dream of mine, and now it's a dream come true, and I just got to savor every moment, and I love it.
So speaking of fans and autographs, are you a collector? Is there anything that you save or hold on to from either the fights, the shorts, or anything you collect in general?
Or something you would like to acquire?
So I do, when I corner people, I have some stuff of mine. Like, I'll have, like, the first iteration of the Reebok kit that we used to get, and then the second-gen one, and then I'll have, like, a style of Venom kit that we had, just so I can, you know, I don't know if my kid will keep that or whatever, but he has the option to, and it'll be cool to look back on. But every time I corner someone, I'll save the jacket, and I'll put it in, like, a little shadow box, so it's, like, that's guys that I've got to work with and had an impact on, so I got that set up in my home office. And, you know, and there's some big names in there, but, like, not everybody, but a lot of the bigger names that I've got to be a part of and share my journey with and learn and help, that's something I really cherish, and I have those displayed in my house.
Good stuff. Well, Gerald, thank you for your time. Enjoy the week. Enjoy the reward, which is Saturday. And let's keep working. Let's get you to Tampa Bay, get you to Busch Gardens, you know, take you out on the boat and, you know, have a good couple days. So I know we have your address. Going to send you another care package from 8 Man Strong, another care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink, as well as we picked up a new sponsor. It's called Fantasy Pets, where they make from digital computers and digital printing, they make these really cool dragons, and I'm going to send one for your son as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate that. And yeah, We'll get this finally hashed out. We'll get out to Tampa with the family. It'll be great.
It'll be awesome. Have fun this week.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate you.
Take care. Gerald Merchart, back in the octagon. A good guy.
He's a great guy.
You know, we've really become pretty good friends just through Twitter, just through conversations, just through being on the radio show. And I think we're being attacked by wild dogs.
Oh, it looks like you.
Oh, look, he just walked in the door.
You're obviously not from the city of brotherly love.
All right, we got to hit a quick break when we come back. The animal, I said there was an animal outside. I didn't realize it's the animal. We'll be right back.
You're not from Philly.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, we're the Coors Light Twins, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The world's most exciting combat sport, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, is back April 12th, live at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson in Clearwater. In the main event, the formerly retired Mike the Marine Richmond returns and eyes his destiny. But destiny saboteur Eric El Travisio Lozano has other intentions. In the co-main event, former world champion Elvin El Bandito Brito toes the line with Jafar Fort Knox. Avoid the sellout. Get your tickets at BKFC.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here in studio, and Tommy Lasorda is a legend. Iconic legend.
Let's not get that far.
Tommy Lasorda?
Tommy Lasorda? The pasta guy?
Lasorda is awesome.
Listen. So who walked in?
So we were talking about animals all morning.
We heard the animal go off. So, I'm like, there's an animal outside.
So here's the thing. We don't really know where people draw the line about what's edible and what's not, right? Like pets, and like if it has an emotional attachment. Randy's like, if it has a face. You know, so
eating, I didn't say that. Why do you keep saying that?
Cannibals,
I said
people
vegans
eat animals,
don't eat anything with
but things. Anyway, the Travis the Animal Thompson is here.
What's going on, you guys? Thank you for having me.
Here in town, fight's coming up.
Yep, so, we got to fight April 12th, so I'm here until then.
So what's the wildest animal you've ever eaten? What's the, like, squirrel,
or is there anything
rabbit,
that's off limits?
Nothing's off limits. I'll eat anything. I really don't care.
We're driving to a BKFC in Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to that one. When are you
No,
guys
no, no. I'm saying this was six months, a year ago.
Gotcha.
And the idiot that's sitting between the two of us.
I know who you're talking about, even without saying
right
that.
He waits until he pays to drive through Alligator Alley. To realize
gotta pay the toll.
He has no gas.
Yeah, like
that's
comes
good.
On.
That's smart. That's almost like going over the bridge here, from Tampa to St. Petersburg and not filling up.
Right. So I tell him, if we run out of gas, I have no problem eating your arm. I will chop your arm off and I will eat it. And they just showed a video of, I forget what this guy's called. I think he's in Africa. And they're showing him eating a human being.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And, there's a big uproar and there's...
I think that's off limits.
Well, but is it? Like if
for me.
All right,
for
hold
me.
On. Hold on, Trav. A plane crashes.
I get what you're saying.
Right. The plane crashes.
Survival.
You're on an island.
Survival's fittest, yeah.
There's no
food.
Gotta
do what you gotta do.
But here's how you survive.
I hate to see Matt die, but I'm certainly gonna eat him. But do I hate to see it?
He would die from ink poisoning.
Well, he's not that dumb. He'd take the left arm. He's not that dumb.
I gotta get more ink.
Gotta get more ink.
Protect myself from Randy.
Burn it off. So how long have you been in town? And what will you be doing leading up to?
Same thing I always do. I've been here for about 2 weeks already, so I have another 4 weeks to go, and
hold
I do what
second.
I always do.
He's been here 2 weeks, and this is the first time I've seen
him. Well, that's because
I
see
him. Yeah, I see
maybe
where
someone
I'm on the
didn't
rink.
Tell you I did hit you up on my drive down.
I invited you to the race.
I know you did, and I appreciate that. The problem, there was a lot of things going on with camp that was challenging for me.
Sure.
So it was hard to...
You can't get rid of Matt, and you're trying.
Exactly. Right. See, you know.
Right.
I mean, I don't want to say it on the radio. Yeah,
no, that's what we do here. That's what we do here.
Yeah.
So you've been keeping your camp secret so Matt won't show up.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So I keep switching positions. That's perfect. You know, I go all over the place. He didn't know this, but the one day I was at his house. Yeah. You know,
while he was looking for you.
While he was in Tampa.
You were in the sauna.
I was like, keep looking. I'm in Tampa.
Dude, I got kicked out of a Denny's for like telling that to hide my eggs on Easter Sunday. And she told me to get out. Still didn't get my lunch.
Nice.
But no, since you're hiding stuff. No, but so let's call it out. Let's say Dave Feldman.
Yep.
President of BKFC.
Yep.
You have the BKFC license plate on your car. He does not.
Yeah, he will not.
He's the president.
He will not have it.
Would you put it up for a title fight? You versus Dave in the squared circle, 16-foot ring. Winner gets license plate forever.
Why would I have to give it to him? Why would I have to?
He already owns it.
What do I get out of it?
You get the 16-foot ring.
That's Matt being stupid.
That's cool. I'll put it in my basement.
Right.
That's a good idea. And then I have no room for anything else. It's a great idea. You are so smart.
What would you want then?
I know. I was trying to be nice.
All right. So let's say you put up your license plate.
It's pretty simple. All he's got to do is pay me. Show me the money.
All he's got to do is show, but
it's got to be a lot of money. It's all about the dinero.
Yeah. Has he ever said anything about you?
No, he laughed at it. Really? So I was like, he's driving his Escalade. I said, you know what's funny? You got this really nice car, but there's one thing I have that you'll never have. He's like, what's that? I said, look at the license plate. He goes, you POS. He's like, that's why I can't get it. I said, yep. Because as soon as you started the company, I had it. I got it right away. I know
it's
better.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know,
it is.
They're like, oh, I'll go give you $100 for it. I keep going. More zeros.
Like at least more. Three more.
At least.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very good.
Very cool. Family down?
So what happened was I was in camp. It was a pretty good camp I was in. And I couldn't leave camp to go see my family. My family came down to go to Disney. I was supposed to do a trip with my family. Is my wife, the kids, my wife's parents, her sister and husband. It was a Christmas present, so we didn't have to pay anything. Awesome. Then I get a call to do a fight in, was that Clear? Yeah, it's here in Clearwater. Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right, cool. I'll set up my camp right around the time that we go down. But then I go to camp. Camp's right before we have to go to Disney. I was like, great, now I can't go to Disney.
I think that's why Dave Feldman set it up this way.
Yeah, that's exactly what
he did. He's getting back at you.
He got me.
I'm not getting the plate. You're not going to Disney.
So I didn't get to go to Disney with my wife and kids, the whole family, because I was already in camp for the fight. And if you know me, I take the fight game very serious.
Sure.
It's a job for me. So, I do all this BS on here. I love this. I have a lot of fun with this stuff. But when I'm here working out and training, it's a job. I do. I mean, Matt knows I go do his workouts on the GNAT. Why not? It's something to help you out.
Yeah.
Everything helps.
But don't feel bad. If you want to go to Disney, you take my wife and kids. They're going tomorrow. I'm not going. Disney is like the worst place on earth.
Hold on a second.
Getting to Disney is the worst.
It's the worst.
Thing,
yeah, right? I get that.
It's the hottest place on earth.
I love it.
You think Dubai is hot? Go to Disney in July, Magic Kingdom.
Well, luckily it's not July.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If you had a calendar in front of you, you'd know that we're still, in March.
Or you were smart enough to know how to read.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, well, let's
not push it.
Let's not push it.
I have an annual pass.
Oh, that's
Disney,
great.
Right? It's awesome.
Yeah.
The problem is that freaking drive.
Yeah, the drive there.
It's brutal. And if it wasn't that traffic, I would go every weekend. I'd take the grandkids and we'd go. But I hate that drive.
It's tough. I actually made great time. So here's one for you. This is me. This is how smart I am. I kind of had a Matt brain. I was like, oh, cool. They're coming in from, Philly. They're coming into Orlando. I'll drive and meet them at the airport. I drove all the way, which is 2 hours? I drive there, get to the airport. I was like, yo, I'm here. When are you going to get off the plane? She's like, what? You're here? I was like, yeah. She's like, we're already at the other end because when you get off the plane, you don't go right to the terminal if you're going to rent a car.
Right.
I don't know this.
Right.
I'm not from here. So they already were going to the other terminal to get their rental. They ended up leaving. I was like, cool. So I drove 2 hours for nothing. Didn't get to see anybody.
And then 2 hours back.
Then I drive 2 hours back, go to training.
There is a, I don't want to say loophole. Veterans know, not military veterans, just veterans that have driven that, where you can get off and get back on, which will save you about 20 minutes every time you do it.
Yeah. What, you mean the loop around the airport?
No, no, I'm saying that ride.
The ride.
You know, where there's certain backup.
Gotcha.
If you get off and get right back on, you're cutting off 10 or 15 minutes every time.
Or you drive like a guy that's from Philly. That saves you 20 minutes also.
Well, yeah, that's the two of us.
Shoulders are just another lane.
Yeah.
People don't realize
that. It's a suggestion.
It's exactly. Like, why is he driving down the shoulder? That's a lane.
It's concrete.
Yeah, right?
Why can't you drive on it? All right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll head back to Las Vegas for our last UFC fighter, Chelsea Chandler, coming up. And then the last segment, we'll be hanging with the animal, as long as he doesn't bash the concrete again.
No.
I still scream when I see that video.
Why?
Coming to you because it's...
Well, better he drives on it than punches it.
That would make more sense. All right, let's get a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page World Championship Wrestling, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
The hobby of trading cards is back and better than ever. Rhino Cards, specializing in sports cards, Star Wars, and MetaZoo, has just opened a second location in St. Petersburg at 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B, and would love you to stop by to buy, sell, or trade cards. Rhino Cards is a licensed Upper Deck diamond dealer, as well as licensed Fanatics and Topps dealer. Get back in the hobby or add that special card at Rhino Cards, 406 11th Avenue North, Suite B in St. Pete, and 4548 South Suncoast Boulevard in Homosassa.
Imagine vibrant banners fluttering in the wind, attention-grabbing vehicle wraps cruising the streets, and professional signs that showcase your brand with impact. At Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, we specialize in turning your ideas into visual masterpieces. Give us a call at 727-522-7414. Compass Banners Printing and Wraps, your compass to effective marketing.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
One of my favorite liners right there. Goes with your Hogan, you know, for sure. All right, back in studio, this is Knockout Radio. Let's head back out to Las Vegas as we continue to get ready for Saturday's UFC fight night. And welcome to the program, Chelsea Chandler. Chelsea, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time. What's fight week? I know it's just the beginning. It's Wednesday. It's just kicking off. What's fight week like for you?
fight week is cutting weight and taking photos and relaxing and training and just getting mentally prepared for the fight on Saturday.
While you go through the next couple of days, and everybody's always told me the work is done, the reward is Saturday, do you try not to think about Saturday to get through the next couple of days, or do you try to focus, and I just joked with Brian about it, the old Rocky Balboa and Clubber Lang's photo on the mirror, and you know that he's thinking about the fight. Which do you fall under?
I do a little bit of both. I watch film certain times. The other times I'm trying to relax and not think about it. So, I do both.
So Chelsea, on your Instagram, it looks like you're pretty into outdoors. You like to fish and, like, you know, shoot. Like, what's your favorite activity outside of the octagon?
Probably hunting. I mean, I've done it since I was 10, 11 years old.
And so,
it's fun for me.
So earlier on the show, Randy and I had a discussion about where you draw the line about animals that you eat, you know, whether you name them or if they have a face. So what's the most wild, exotic animal you've ever eaten from a hunt or a kill?
Okay, let's see. I've had rattlesnake when I was younger. I've had crocodile. I haven't killed a crocodile, but, I mean, I've had kangaroo. I've been to Australia, so, I feel like I've had a lot of random meat. No pets or anything. No horse, no cat, no pigeon, but everything that I guess is socially acceptable.
Yeah, well, and that's what we were talking about. A, you know, different countries, you know, eat different things. And what I tried to tell Matt was, you know, and I've said this to him, that, you know, if a plane crashes and him and I are on the plane, I feel bad for him because I'll eat him. You know, whatever it takes to, you know, to stay alive, you know, you definitely do. But kind of change it a little bit, but still talking about food. If you could invite any four people for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious, no family members, nobody from the gym, who would those four people be?
Wow. They have to be alive, or they can be alive?
Yeah, living or passed away, real or fictitious. Wow. Like, mine would always be Rocky Balboa. Not Sylvester Stallone, but it has to be Rocky Balboa.
Let's see. I probably want to have dinner with Beyonce.
Okay.
I really can't think of anybody else. I watched her concert, and I feel like she's the best.
So four plates just for the two of you. You both will be able to eat twice.
Yes. After weigh-ins, of course.
There you go. So four fights ago, and again, two fights ago, you had a performance bonus. So I'm pretty good at math. I guess that means another performance bonus for this weekend.
That's the plan. I think this fight is capable of fight of the night or performance of the night. So I'm really excited about this fight.
Do you think of those things, or if it happens, it happens, and you're going to go out there and just do what you do?
No, I do think of those things. So when I was going to fight Julia Stolyarenko, I watched a lot of her fights, and I was like, she takes a beating sometimes. So I kind of planned, and I figured I was going to get it, and I got it. So. Oh. Yeah, a lot of it, I think, is visualizing and things like that and making things happen.
Tell us your thoughts on your opponent.
Well, I saw my opponent the other day. She does not look like she should be in this weight class. She's pretty small, but she throws really hard. And I feel like she can go the full 15 minutes as hard as possible because I don't think she's cutting any weight. And a lot of the people she's fought have had really hard weight cuts, and you can see it in the fight that they kind of die out, and she turns it up and takes them out.
Interesting. Are you a fan of other sports?
Sort of, yeah. I grew up playing basketball, so I enjoy, like, I'll go to a game. I haven't been to a game in a while, but I feel like I know what I'm talking about if I'm watching a basketball game.
That's more than my co-host over here, who really knows very little. You know, about anything. How about collecting? Do you collect anything? Do you have hobbies? Trying to get the audience to know you a little bit more than they maybe already do.
Okay, let's see. Well, when I was really young, I collected Beanie Babies.
I still do.
Okay. And then now I collect bodies, I guess.
Nice.
Like that. Yeah. Another good one. And a couple fighters, and now you're like one of only three or four that have said that. Bodies, souls, you know, whatever. You know, they go, you know, when I ask it, it's because I know a lot of people and I've been able to acquire some things for some fighters. But, you know, keeping it on what you do for a living, you're just going to collect collect bodies.
Yeah.
What can the fans expect to see, you know, when you get back in the octagon on Saturday?
They can expect to see a fast-paced fight, a lot of stand-up, a lot of jiu-jitsu. I think it'll be a well-rounded martial arts fight.
Does it matter to you, you know, not that there's really a choice in it, but, you know, whether it's Apex, whether it's a big arena, and how do you prepare for one over the other?
Well, there's a little bit of a difference. I feel like when you're fighting at the big arena, it's at the right time, you know, 6 p.m., 7 p.m., later than that. And a lot of my Invicta fights were pretty late in the evening. This fight is at, I think, 2 or 3 in the afternoon. So having my training scheduled around that, making sure I'm having hard sparring at that time, were things that I had to prioritize. Because last fight, I was doing 8 a.m. training sessions. And then by the time I got to fight night, I was yawning and I was kind of tired. So I had to acclimate and better prepare this time for the timing.
Well, Saturday will be here before you know it. Thank you very much for your time. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a care package from Bucked Up Energy Drink as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Enjoy the week and enjoy the reward on Saturday.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. UFC Fight Night at the Apex this Saturday. Luckily, I don't know if you knew this, Matt, but World Class Fight League starts early on Saturday.
Okay.
It starts at 2. I think doors at 2. It starts at 3, and I should be home in time to watch.
You'll be home by 3:01.
I hope so. Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon.
Speaking of Bucked
this
Up.
This is Knocked Out Radio, brought Chelsea to you by 8 Man Strong.
Killed her first buck.
Bucked Up Energy Drink and Bio Accelerator.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is the Texas Crazy Horse Heath Herring, and you're on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round. BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jay Johnstone from the Phillies, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
He's dancing next to me.
Where's the Partridge Family? Where's the Bee Gees? Where's the old 70s music?
Well, those guys have moved on. And well, some of your listeners.
Obviously, the lead singer of the Partridge Family has moved on.
Yeah. Saying.
All right, so you're here training.
Yes, sir.
Tell me, you know, who you're fighting.
I'm fighting Abdiel Velasquez. So we already had a fight. This was, what, 2 years ago, I believe? Two, maybe 3 years ago. It was at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Right.
I didn't have a camp for it. A couple weeks notice. This time I have a camp. I honestly thought I did enough to push the win last time. They gave him the decision. That will not happen this time. I'm going for the kill.
Well, but that's always you.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm getting the kill.
You know, is it because of the results? You know, does that add more, you know, fire to you? Or it doesn't matter, this fight is this fight?
Any fight is that fight. So what I do, as soon as I see who I'm fighting, I put myself into kill mode, and that's what's going to happen. I'm ready. I'm going to do whatever I need to do to take him out.
I don't want to ask you what you're being paid for this fight, okay? None of my business.
Right.
But what can I pay you to fight this idiot?
I wouldn't be too much. I got you.
Okay. Do it for free. All right. What?
Oh. Thanks for calling on me. So recently, there seems to be a thing in social media where legendary MMA fighters,
yes,
Chuck Liddell, leg kicked a podcaster. John Jones so leg kicked an influencer. So has anybody asked you to like punch them bare knuckle? Like
not
when
yet.
They find out that it's Travis Animal Thompson, has anybody asked you to do anything crazy or
quirky?
Matt's agent. I'm asking you to punch him just
no
square
problem.
In the face.
No, I haven't had anyone ask me to do that. To be honest with you, why? Like it doesn't
do
make
you have to be careful, you know, if some idiot like Matt was to come and
so
do that?
I've actually had some instances where people have tried to test me and you laugh it off. It's like, dude, I'm not going to do that.
So
first of all, I get
let's
paid.
Practice.
I get paid to do it.
Okay,
right?
Let's practice. So I'm ready. Okay. I can take that. I'll try you ready.
Yeah.
Ken Shamrock told me back in the day, a guy came up to him in a bar and said, hey, Shamrock, let's go outside. I could kick your butt.
Yeah.
And Ken's like, yeah, I know you could. Let me buy you a beer.
Yeah.
Because like what he said, and you know, I'm sure this is, you know, you're thinking as well. We go outside, I kick his butt, I get to go to jail.
You go to jail.
We go outside, he kicks my butt. Now
your
he's a legend.
Over.
Right,
your
and
career's
my career's over.
Over.
Right.
No,
it's Jake Paul, Mike Tyson.
That stuff doesn't bother me. That's not what concerns me. It's not. It's like, dude gets crazy, throws stuff at me. You're not going to hurt me. But you do something to yourself. Like, I get out of the way of a punch or something, you fall down and hurt yourself, well,
yeah,
guess what?
Yeah.
They're still coming after me.
Or take it one step further. You don't know. Does he have a gun? Does he have
right.
a knife?
You never
Does
know. You're exactly right. And that's, I hate to put myself in those positions. I do my best to not be in those positions. I usually hang out with friends. So if something like that were ever to happen,
you throw them to the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
To the wolves.
Are you excited about the Mike Tyson, Jake Jones, or
Jake Paul?
But do you not care because it's Jake Paul and Mike Tyson?
That's what it is. I adore the fact that Tyson's back in the ring doing something. I just hate that someone's making a boatload of money off of it.
Well, like, they both are.
You know, I get that.
Okay.
And good for you. You know, both of them. You know, good for you guys. Tyson, you're getting another payday. Paul, you're doing good things, you know, for yourself. But what bothers me is that where did he come from? Meaning your amateur background. You didn't do the dirty work that we had to do as professionals to become a professional. Because you have a lot of, you know, followers, you are now somebody. That's what bothers me.
Sure.
And yeah, kind of annoys me.
But taking it one step further, and I'm not defending them, I like both of the Pauls.
Yeah.
You know, I like what they built. They built it from, you know, the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily the Paul fans. It's the people that hate Paul.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I get it. So that's how you get fans.
I've always
said
that.
Whether you love them or hate them.
You right. have to be hated as well.
I don't mind that.
Right.
You know how I am when I do my podcast, whenever I do anything. I could care less if you hate me.
So some people have said Randy is
how
a nobody.
How can somebody hate you?
But Randy's been called a nobody and non-influential in the combat world. But he's
by one
but
person.
By Matt.
But
by Matt.
Well, other me and my daughters.
Well, your wife too. I know she does.
But did you know Randy got inducted into the Florida State
yes.
Hall
being
of
inducted.
Fame?
Being
he's being inducted.
MMA Hall
yeah,
of
that's
fame
awesome. That is
so
awesome.
So everybody's must welcome. Serve. If you want to come in with us, like we're in Dr. Steve's
that'd
going
awesome.
In. Matt over there, like we can't see him.
We're all going in the limo.
Yeah, we're going to have John Cena naked giving out awards. But you won't see it. You won't see it.
It's good.
Are you done?
I'm done. Okay. I've been done.
No, it's an honor. It's cool, but, you know.
Yeah, you didn't know you were somebody now. You grew up.
Oh, first of all, this doesn't change anything. Somebody, nobody. I'll run into that guy sometime.
And are we gonna fisticuff?
But believe me, I'm gonna run into him in the next couple of weeks.
Oh,
yeah,
you won't fight him.
It has nothing to do with that. You know, it's you can have that. Like I think that of you. You know,
what?
You're a nobody, and that's my opinion. But obviously, it's not yours.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so well, that's the same case.
I know how to read fan mail. I know.
but the problem is the fan mail's coming from the daughter. So
running crayons.
No, a text message from Randy and I—that's not fan mail. We're just telling you, like, we'll meet you somewhere.
Listen, my fan mail's of a crayon, just like my contract with this station. Like,
that's right. That's so right. That makes sense.
I saw one of the letters, and it was anonymous. And it said, "Dear Dad."
it was anonymous. Yeah. There were only two people I could be, but yeah.
So talk about the training, not the camp itself, but you know, we always talk about it. It's bare knuckle. So yes. How do you train other than you punching concrete?
Yeah, that doesn't faze me. I treat it just like boxing. The only thing that I do differently than boxing is that I will wear like wraps when I hit mitts. Because like I said before, after my very first bare knuckle, which was number one, because you don't have a boxing glove on, there's a half inch to an inch that's padding from your boxing glove that you don't have when you're doing bare knuckle. So that's actually, believe it or not, it's like a half step when you throw a punch because you're expecting to land. Well, guess what? You're not because there's no padding. So what you have to do is you have to transition to make sure that you make that extra step to put that punch through them. So what I do a lot of mitt work with just wraps on, just to get my hand-eye down and my timing.
What's the most important thing for you to have, whether it's, you know, endurance, strength, you know, being able to take the punch? What do you think is the most important thing?
I mean, I've always been able to take the punch. It doesn't matter. I mean, you saw when I fought, who was that?
Brian.
Yeah. No, that went.
Oh.
Because that was 4 days' notice. So that just shows you right there that I have a chin. Because that was 4 days' notice. That means your equilibrium is messed up. So that's the one thing that I want to have is your timing. Because when you have your timing, your head, your equilibrium is used to all the movement. When you have all this time off from fighting and you start making these crazy movements, getting out of the way of everything, When it's over, all said and done, you got hit, you got lumped up, your head doesn't know what the hell just happened. So the camp helps with that because you're not taking a beating, but you're going through the process the entire time.
So a big punch has landed.
Yeah.
Do you feel it?
No.
Does it hurt?
My entire life, big punches have landed. They don't bother me. So what people don't know, there's a scar in the back of my head. I had a boulder fall on my head when I was working construction. I was a pipe layer, okay? And a boulder fell. When I say boulder, it's one by one. I mean, it's still heavy. It fell from 10 foot up because the excavator was over my head, realized it was over my head, so it stopped. When you stop an excavator, it rocked out of the bucket and fell on my head. I had a hard hat on, so it was okay. My head hit my knee. So I folded in half, and I fell back into the trench. The trench was 5 foot deep. I split my head open on a boulder, one that was in the ground. Blood's gushing everywhere. I was never out. I was awake for the entire thing. They medevaced me to University of Penn, awake for the entire thing. So if a boulder can't put me out, a 135-pounder ain't gonna do crap to me.
Or 55 or 205.
I think you beat Lorenzo Hunt, because he said if he beats his alarm clock up, and he can beat the sun up, then nobody else can beat him up.
You know,
and if a boulder can't knock you out.
Yeah, boulder, yeah, I don't see anyone knocking me out. I don't see anyone putting me out. I have been stopped one time. That was from Jared Grant. That was because the doctor stopped it. You're not stopping me.
Why do you do this?
I mean, we
become friends. I know money. You make more money at what you do at home, and you're away from your family. Why?
Because you know what? The problem is, as we get older, you realize that you're going to have to leave things behind, and it's really hard for me to do that. I mean, I'm 40 now. I'm going to be 41 when I fight, so I'm missing a birthday with my family, too. I missed Disney. I missed an Easter. I'm missing my birthday. Yo, what's my birthday? Do you guys know? I'm almost as smart as the guy sitting next to me. Well, the only day of the year that would suit me.
April 1st.
There you go. April Fool's Day. My whole life's a joke.
You know what's funny? So I do the travel for when we travel.
Yeah.
You know, I set up, you know, set up the tickets. And I would always have to call Steve because it's either 3-1 or 4-1. I never remember.
Yeah.
Right? And one time I put 4-1 instead of 3-1 so his TSA didn't get attached properly because it didn't match up.
Yeah.
I will never forget now.
That's
because
funny.
His line to me was, it's March 1st, not April 1st, because I'm not a fool.
Wow. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate that. I am a fool. I'll admit it. I enjoy it. That's what keeps me going. And like I said, I'm going to be 41 this year. I know there's going to be a time where this is over and you have to close the chapter of that book. That's what scares me and kind of bothers me a little bit.
A, how will you know? And B, is it, it starts to hurt? It's, you can't train as much, wins and losses?
It's a combination of everything. Because you got to also realize my son's 14, my daughter's 11. Like, I miss out on so much. My last fight against Reber, I missed my son's birthday. Like, that's not right.
Right.
You know, I feel bad. You know, I love my kids. I love my family. I love my wife. I love everybody. But I'm kind of being a little selfish. And,
everybody?
Know,
you love everybody?
Most.
Okay.
Well, my family.
I'm just saying, yeah. There's a guy in between us.
he's got a heart of gold, though. Doesn't matter. No, it's tough. You know what the other thing is, though? Like, the Feldmans. I love the Feldmans, too.
Sure.
So, they're kind of big time. So when you're done fighting, is that going to be the end of us? That's another thing that kind of gets to my head, and it's hard to think about.
Sure,
you know. And as far as getting too old for it, I don't think that's going to be the issue. I can do this stuff till I'm 50 or 60, no problem. Like my body doesn't ache.
Right.
You're not going to hurt me. The only thing that will lack is your timing. So how do you make up for that? Same way Rocky did in the movies. You get stronger. You have to use your brain to beat the other person.
Well, no. Rocky didn't get stronger. He just caught the chicken.
Yeah.
He's never going to lay his knuckles down.
I can't really do that. Champion. I was thinking about that too. I was like, what do I do? It's just the problems. I'm missing out on too much of my family,
sure.
My kids, and I know they hate it. Honestly, they hate it when I go to camp. They can't stand it because I'm gone from the family. They know what I'm going for. My daughter's always upset when I get home because it doesn't matter. It's bare knuckle. You're coming home with a scar.
Who's the disciplinarian in the home, you or your wife?
Usually my wife, believe it or not. Like, I'm the mouth. I'm the person, like, I'll say something. They're like, yeah, okay, whatever. But then when my wife says something, I'm like, dude, why the hell?
Yeah.
Like, you say something, they listen. Yeah, well, she's always there.
Right. I was going to say, my dad was a traveling salesman.
Yeah.
So my mom was kind of like the disciplinarian. And when my dad would come home, instead of being the, you know, the hard ass, you know, it's like, we haven't seen him in two weeks. So, you know, he's the good guy.
Yeah.
And then my mom had to be like the bad guy.
Well, that's the thing. I'm never really like the good guy either. So, like, I'm the bad guy and she's the disciplinarian. But she does it in a great way. Like, she's very smart. She's the smart one in the family. Obviously not me. I get punched bare knuckle.
But you don't feel it. It'd be different if you could feel it and it hurt.
That's true.
And
that's
you
true.
Would still do it.
That's true. But the funny part is that, like, she makes you feel bad for what you did. Where I'm just like, you're an idiot. Right. Why the hell did you do that? Like, you're a moron. Like, so... She's smarter with that than I am.
We're both talking about you. You're a moron.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like, why would you talk to Matt like that? Matt, you're very challenged.
I am.
We get that.
Yes.
But we need you to try harder. That's Kelly talking. I'm like, you know what, Kelly? That was a good way to handle
but,
that.
But along that line, look, whenever you decide to hang it up, when that's between you and yourself and God and your family, the point is, kudos to you for chasing your dream. And not living with regret, because I think so many people give up too soon.
And I appreciate you saying that. And I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, you're good.
But that's what you were saying, like, when you felt like you were a nobody, like someone said some crap to you that you're a nobody.
That's
I was told that my entire life.
Sure.
By my father. So it's like, this isn't like my dad's telling me I'm nobody. So, like, it's a point to prove that I am somebody. So when I take those losses, I take them very personally. Like, I was supposed to go golfing with Antonio Tarver after a Reber fight on Sunday. I left that night. Like, I lost. I went back to Aaron's, hung out with him for a little bit, and then left. I can only see out of one eye.
Next time Tarver invites you to golf,
yeah,
say the only way you'll go is if Steve Monroe comes with him.
Steve Monroe.
Yeah.
I will make sure I tell him that.
Trust me. If you want to go and experience something you've never seen before.
Go with Steve. Yeah.
Steve Monroe is the greatest non-professional.
Yeah.
That I've ever seen.
Wow. So awesome. Last week after the fight UFC, Dustin Poirier talked about mental health and awareness. I just want you to know, no matter what happens from now till ever, you always have a brother in me and a friend
that.
Of the show.
I know that.
And do you, but do what's best for your family. And if this is the last fight for the animal,
it's not.
Kudos. But
it's
if not, we'll run it back.
I just want to say this publicly. He had to say that to you. You know we don't need to say it to each other.
I know that.
Well, you're not even from Philly.
See, he says he's all the time.
He's got flip-flops on.
not today.
Those are silver sneakers.
Sneakers.
He's got $100 model on those Reeboks.
He gives me a hard time. And some fighters he asked, and the guy goes, well, what's on your birth certificate? I said, Philadelphia. He goes, then you're
there
in
you
Philadelphia.
Go. That's exactly
it
right.
It doesn't matter
exactly
where you lived or where you've gone or where you're
born
buried
there.
Or whatever. I was born in the city of brotherly love. Trav and I love each other. You, you're out of here. See everybody next week. We appreciate the time.
Brother.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's
Thank
hang
you.
Out again.
Absolutely.
Can I be a stepbrother?
No.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.